should your tax dollars be going to left-wing groups whose goal is to take away your constitutional rights? If you say, Lars, you're talking about Elon Musk and Doge, aren't you? And I said, no, I'm talking about Washington State Senator Phil Fortunato, who joins us now. Senator, welcome back to the program.
Well, I don't know if I like that presentation, because it makes it sound like you want me to spend taxpayer dollars to take away your Second Amendment rights.
No, I want you to do the Doge thing in the state of Washington, which is still called the state of Washington. It still has George Washington on the flag, thank God. Although I understand your Democrat colleagues want to change that. No, I want to know, what is the Washington State Department of Commerce doing to spend taxpayer money to work actively against America's federal Second Amendment rights?
Well, actually, what I propose is, what I want is, I want pro-gun groups to actually apply for the money. So you get a $100,000 grant to put on a policy summit dealing with firearm, reducing gun violence. Now, who better to do that than the NRA or the Second Amendment Foundation, right? That's what we're all about. You know, of course, an arms populace is a polite populace.
Very polite.
Slightly different approach to reducing gun violence. But, I mean, really, it's going to go to these left, as you point out, these left-wing groups to spend $100,000 of taxpayer money to have a big, nice event and discuss how they're going to further take your money and or your taxpayer dollars and use that for educational programs and all this other stuff to say how bad it is to own a firearm.
No, this is the crazy stuff that I wish they'd just stop. I mean, you're seeing some of this get stopped at the federal level in Doge and Musk and ultimately the guy who's calling the shots, Donald Trump. But do we need a Doge approach to state government budgets as well? Because the stuff,
absolutely. There's so many crazy things going on.
Well, Senator, can I give you the worst one that I don't think you may not have heard about this one already? But there's a journalist in Seattle that I have great respect for, and that's Jonathan Cho. And I try to keep this a family program. So let's put it this way. State taxpayer dollars in Washington State went to a Seattle group of men called the Rain City Jacks. And they engage in what, you know, for the purposes of this program, you might call self-pleasure. And the state of Washington is giving taxpayer dollars to fund this?
Oh, don't you think that that's a valid expenditure?
No, come on, Lars.
You're not enlightened.
I don't even understand why they need money to make it happen. I mean, why do you have to have state funding to make it happen?
I know, but part of the problem is some of this stuff is so crazy. As you point out, it's very good that it's Conspiracy Thursday, because it's so crazy that when you tell people, they don't believe you. You know, $80,000 to hire hookers to tell them how to put condoms on bananas. Right? What? I mean, this is some of the crazy stuff that in the past, before they did $30 license tabs in Washington State, you could draw a direct line to you paying your car tabs and a grant to the city of Seattle for $80,000 to hire hookers and pay a minimum wage, by the way, and to put condoms, to instruct other hookers on how to put condoms on bananas. I mean, that was 25 years ago, but you can imagine how much worse that is now.
I just think it would be great if you didn't have Bob Ferguson in the governor's office, and if you had a majority of conservatives, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, just conservatives, and people were willing to say, we're going to go through this thing with a fine tooth comb. We're going to find all that stupid spending. And then we're going to maybe march out to the floor of the Senate or the House and say, hey, we're going to read off a list of government grants to things. Anybody who wants to stand up right here and now and say, that's a good idea, we should fund it, you go right ahead. And if we don't get anybody to stand up, we're taking this entire list and we're stripping it out of the budget. Wouldn't that be a good approach?
Oh, So, yeah, right. Well, I mean, we did do that last time they passed the budget. I stood up and they go, you got $7.5 million of taxpayer money to pay for other women from other states to come to Washington, pay their expenses to have an abortion. So I go, this is basically creating an abortion tourism, right?
Yep.
I go, why don't we instead, why don't we take that $7.5 million and clean up the crap on the side of the highway?
I would go for that. I'd go for that. And frankly,
I mean, but people, you know, and this is one of the things I strongly believe that if people actually knew what the Democrats were really doing down here, nobody would be voting for these Democrats. I said, you know, we should be doing pro-Democrat ads and say, oh, I'm a Democrat because I believe in all this crazy stuff. I believe that, you know, your 13-year-old kid could walk out of your front door of your house, go to a neighbor's house or a state shelter and say, my parents don't understand me and they think that I think I'm transgender. And the state of Washington, without your permission, then takes your kid 13 years or older and do transition, you know, therapy on the kid. Right. And we had a fight to get an amendment that said, tell the parents, nope, can't do that. Well, at least tell the cops. Parents are going to be calling up saying, where the hell's my kid? And you call the cops and they go, well, the state of Washington has your kid, but we can't tell you where, and you can't tell you what he's doing, but we can't tell you that they have him, but we can't tell you where. That's the kind of crazy stuff that goes on down here. And when you tell people, they don't believe you.
No, and when you point out to people that 400,000 plus citizens signed that petition, I was one of them. Brian Haywood put the money up to make it happen. And then it goes to the legislature and they let it go into law. And then they immediately go to the next session and say, we're going to rescind most of it. I don't know how they get away with that.
Well, and you know that I'm not going to say it's a loophole because it's the law, right? But it takes a 2/3 vote to overturn and or to amend a initiative to the people, but it only takes a 50% because it's an initiative to the legislature. So it's just like a regular bill at that point. So that's why they were able to address that parents' rights initiative. And oh, by the way, they fixed it. They fixed it by giving you more parents' rights by taking away your parents' rights. Right now, how the hell does that work?
It shouldn't work. Senator, it's great to have you on the program. Just keep speaking up for what's important, and maybe we can get some things done at the state legislature. But and by the way, do not become a full-time institution. That's one of the worst things that could ever happen for representative government is to make you guys full-time.
I said the only time the citizens are actually safe is when we're not in session.
Exactly said. Very well said. Senator Phil Fortunato. Senator, thanks very much.